Hey, good afternoon, everybody. So happy to have you along. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. This is Local Matters, and we're glad you're here. Pastor Ron, good afternoon, sir.
Boy, Dwight, what a great local matter it is when we can get on 94.1 here, talk radio, and talk about our community and talk about the love of God and how great God is and what he's done here in the lives of so many people in this area. And we can see the fruit of it. We can see the manifested power of God working in the lives of people. And we've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And man, isn't it obvious? I mean, you were on the city council. You've been in regard to even our government here in this community, in this region. You've seen how the fruit of the Spirit works and cooperating between city and county and different regions working together. And Dwight, how blessed we are to live in this community where men and women are allowing the fruit of the Spirit to manifest in their lives.
And we began talking about the fruit of the Spirit last week, and we compared it to like a spiritual toolbox.
Yes.
Forces and powers that came into us when Christ came in. Yes, when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're going to heaven. That's wonderful.
Praise
God.
That's for eternity. Amen.
But it tells us, as we read last week in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit, that is, the fruit of our recreated spirit, characteristics and graces that Jesus brought in at that time, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Meaning when these things are working in our lives, it's like when they're ripened fruit, interdependent on each other, working together, there's nothing that can stop
there's
us.
There's no limit.
Because it's the same forces and powers that worked in Jesus. So we have to learn that as believers, yes, we're going to heaven, but we have these things now to help us live this life in an abundant fashion, to be more than conquerors in this life. And the one we talked about last week was the force, the power of agape and conditional love. And you shared a great story of how that made a difference in your life, and you were able to make a difference in others' lives. But that's just one of them.
That's one of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
This week, I think we're going to try to look at joy.
Yeah.
And you know, in John, Jesus made this statement. He said, I think it's John 14, he said, hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. He said, ask the Father in my name that you may receive and that your joy may be full.
That's good.
The Lord has already deposited this joy within us. But not only has he deposited it within us, he wants us to have fullness of joy. And Dwight, fullness of joy is a manifestation. I don't know if you've ever been in meetings. I've been in meetings where laughter broke out. And I mean, people were just full of joy. They could just sense in the presence of God. They could sense the knowing that God is helping, God is blessing, God is taking care of things. And this fruit of joy, Dwight, is a fruit that is beyond depression. You know, it's like you can actually be and deal with depression, but still work and have the fruit of joy coming out of your life.
Yeah.
Even though you don't feel like joy, you can have depressive thoughts or things that are going against you in your life. See, people don't understand this. They think, well, I've got to have everything my way, everything going my way, everything's got to be right, everything's got to be cleaned, everything's got to be cooked right, everything's got to be put up right. But you know what I've learned? You can have joy when the kids make a mess on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, Joyce Meyer made this statement one time, which I love. She said, one of the kids knocked over milk on the table and it was running down the table leg out the floor, and she was yelping and hollering about it. And all of a sudden she said, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to her and said, Joyce, you can't put the milk back in the glass.
That's a good thought. Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get the milk back in the glass. So, you know, look at when we see this kind of attitude in life, Dwight, we realize the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah.
We're not so picky. We're not picking at people and things. We're not trying to make joy. We have joy.
You already have it.
We've got it on the inside.
It's there, exactly. And I love that. You know, I think about Pastor Ron, that verse in Luke, early in the book of Luke, when the angels are announcing the birth of Jesus Christ, and they say, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Yes.
He is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So joy, and you nailed it. And joy, you know, when we think about joy, sometimes the mental image we get is just somebody almost, you know, walking down the street, clicking their heels in the air, just almost in a euphoric situation. You know, that's not what we're talking about here, although it could manifest that way. But joy is a strength. It's a force. It is a supernatural power. It is a grace that Jesus had that came into our hearts. And what it will, and that's when it does its best work.
Yes.
When we need strength.
Yes.
When, I mean, everybody, you, me, everybody listening can remember, and maybe some of them are going through right now, moments of weakness, moments of just life is overwhelming. There's a problem that you don't know how to deal with. There's something going on in your life that's just bringing you down and sapping the natural strength out of you and making you weak in all points of your life. That's where joy does her best work. The joy of the Lord, and what it looks like in my, and as I'm continuing to learn, and I'm very much on the learning curve about this also, is it manifests itself in strength.
Yes.
And what we have to do, and I'm learning to do, by the way, thank you for being with us. This is Local Matters for Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're talking about the spiritual toolbox. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, those powers, those forces that came into us when Christ came into our heart. And those moments when we're talking specifically about joy now, but in those moments when you just get overwhelmed, when life is on top of you, that's a time to go, whoa, 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 whoa. The joy of the Lord is like, thank you, Father. I may not feel like it.
That's it.
But I've got joy right now. And thank you for the joy that came into my heart when Christ came in. And thank you that joy manifests itself in strength. I'm strong in you. I'm strong in your joy. This is not going to bring me under because I have the power of joy in me, holding me up and making me more than a conqueror.
You know, Dwight, one of the great attributes of joy is in that strength that you're talking about is joy is brings steadiness to me anyway. Yeah. I mean, I find that, you know, if I'm trying to be happy, see, and people confuse happiness and joy. I mean, not trying to strain at the gnat here, but you can have joy and be happy, but you can have joy and not be happy.
Yeah.
You can have joy in your emotions. Your emotions could be going bonkers. Your emotions could be trying to go crazy, but you can still say, no, hey, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. These emotions are here, but I'm not buying into them because they change like the weather.
Yes.
They change with the wind. They change. Their emotions change like everything. But I found that when I rest, when I look at joy and I say, Lord, why do I have joy? Well, if it all ended now, I'm going to heaven.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, I've got the best plan that ever walked, the best plan that ever was.
Best retirement plan ever.
Best retirement, best insurance, best blessing. And you know what? If I don't die, if I don't go to heaven today, he will strengthen me. He'll give me wisdom. He'll give me grace. He'll give me hope. Well, what does that do? That produces joy. That produces a steadiness where my emotions are not on an emotional roller coaster going up and down. I used to hear these songs. I don't hear them so much anymore, but talking about how God blesses on the mountaintop, but then you have those valleys, you know, down in the valley. So, you know, people used to sing those songs like that all the time. And I had a Christian lady one time that was a gospel singer, and she used to sing a lot of those songs, and she started getting hold of the word. And blessed, good group. I mean, a good singing group. She said, I cannot believe some of the things we used to sing, you know, because you have to watch. Even gospel music can be so cultured to down in the valley. I'm down in the valley, you know. Listen, with the Lord, it's a plane of righteousness. I'm telling you,
it's as smooth as silk.
You can't let your emotions govern you. If you let your emotions govern you, you'll be whining and bawling and down in the valley one day and up on the mountain the next. But see, the scripture says without faith, it's impossible to please God. And if you believe through faith that this joy is in you, then you have to turn the spout on to let it out when those valleys come. Not saying they don't come. Not saying the hard times don't come. I'm just saying we have a choice to make if we're going to allow the joy of God to manifest itself in our lives. And our prayer is that not only, like Jesus said in John 14, he says, ask the Father. A lot of people are that, you know, you can't ask someone quite without saying something.
Yeah.
You have people say, well, I have an unspoken request. Well, I don't know what that request is. I can't pray for you. I'm not going to pray for an unspoken request. That's one of the religious things that people have gotten into. And instead of you asking me to pray for you for an unspoken request, ask the Father yourself.
Yeah.
Jesus made a way for you to go to the Father, to ask the Father so that your what? Joy can be full. We're trying to get everybody else to pray for us, and we think if we can get 1,000 people praying, you know, we're going to move this old codger up in the sky that really don't want to do it anyway. We've got that attitude.
You gotta wake him up.
Whereas one person can pray in righteousness and God will hear and answer. You can pray. God gave you the righteousness of God on the inside of you so that you'd have the confidence to go before the throne of God to tap into that eternal life that's already on the inside of you. I've got to preach it. Go ahead.
No, it really, you know, but and that's what we have to. That's what we have to know.
Yes,
these forces and these powers are in us.
They are.
That we all,
as Christians.
Yeah, as Christians. I'm talking about people who said Jesus. Yes, I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Come into my. I receive you. I receive that. And most of us start, as we've talked about once or twice before during this series, most of us start on, okay, I'm going to heaven. Mm-hmm. But we don't move into the other things that happen in our being until we start to get into the Word of God. The Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge.
Let's take just a moment here and talk about that.
Okay.
Spirit, soul, and body. What happens when someone comes to Christ and they receive Him into their life? What happens to them at that point?
Well, we are spirit, soul, and body.
Yes.
We are spirit beings. God is a spirit. We are a spirit. We live, our spirits temporarily live in a body, our earth suit. This is our body. We have a soulish realm, a mind, will, and emotion. So the Thessalonians tells us we're spirit, soul, and body. Now, our spirits, when we say, yes, God, you know, I'm separated from you. Sin is separated from you. Forgive me. Jesus, come into my heart.
Yes.
Be my Lord and Savior. We believe in our heart. We confess with the mouth. The Bible says we become a creature that never before existed. We become a new creature in Christ Jesus. The Bible says we are born again. Our spirits are recreated,
yes,
starting fresh. That's what happens to us. And when that happens to us, and whenever that happens to us, yes, we get the benefit of heaven, but we get all these here and now earthly benefits too, like what we're talking about today.
And but one thing that has to happen there that didn't automatically happen when you accepted Christ was, our minds, our soulish realm has to be renewed to what happened on the inside of us.
And it's not automatically renewed.
That's a process. That's a process. That's a journey of life. And this is where I really think people really miss it in regard to the fruit of the Spirit. They may see one believer that's walked in this a little while and see that fruit manifested. They may see a new believer that's just accepted Christ, and they can't understand why in maybe 2 or 3 weeks they would go back to a bar, or they might have trouble with an addiction still. Dwight, the issue is not that they weren't saved or not that the Spirit of God didn't go in them. The issue is their minds are not, their soulish realm, their mind, their will, and the emotions are not renewed to the way God sees and does things. And whenever a person begins to have their souls, their minds renewed, and begin to realize, wait, when I accepted Christ, I received it all. I lack nothing. I am complete in Him. I received this fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, and peace of God is already on the inside of me. Now I'm going to learn the process of letting this manifest in my life.
Wow, that's good. That is so rich.
Man.
Woo. Hang on.
I've been preaching myself
happy. We're back with more in a moment. This is Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeSmart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Hey, we're back on Local Matters. Happy to have you along. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about forces and powers and characteristics of Jesus Christ and have the fact that they come into our heart. They become part of us. They become part of the new creature that we are when our spirits are born again. And those, many of those are outlined in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. They're called the fruit of the Spirit. And what we're doing is walking through them one by one. And the Bible says that when they're working, that nothing can stop them. And they're part of what has already been accomplished in our spirit man when Christ comes in. So what we want to learn is, first of all, that they're there, and two, when to use them. We've talked about last week we talked about love and we talked about joy, but I love, and I want you to finish that up, Pastor Ron. You know, the work of the Spirit, which is what we are. That born again experience happens instantaneously.
Yes, it
when
does.
We receive Christ, it's an instantaneous thing. We're spiritually recreated. We're at one with God. But there's two other components of our being: our soulish realm, which is our mind, will, and emotions, and then our body, which contains our spirit while we're on this earth. Romans tells us that the mind has to be renewed and the body has to be sacrificed because they're just like they were.
Yes.
Our spirits are fine, but our mind wants to go in the old direction. Our body wants to go in the old direction. We spend a lifetime renewing our mind and sacrificing our body. And if somebody sees somebody who messes up 2 weeks after they received Christ, it didn't mean that nothing happened to them. It means that mind or that body's not been worked on
and
yet.
And we can see people mess up 10 years after they receive Christ.
Yeah.
It just means their mind has not been renewed in that area. Their heart has had issues that needs to be developed. And if we just quit being so hard on people, realize that this is a journey with God. We're on the earth to learn. We're on the earth. Jesus said, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Learn of me.
Yeah.
And so it's a learning process. I am learning how to let the fruit of the Spirit come out of my heart when I don't feel like it, when it doesn't look right. You know, instead of trying the culture's way, I want to try God's way. His thoughts are higher than mine. He knows better. He's already, given us his word. He's given us his power. And I think I quoted this scripture earlier in John 16, but Jesus said, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full.
Yeah.
He said, ask the Father. See, this whole fruit of the Spirit, Dwight, this love, this joy, this peace, these are characteristics of Jesus that we have in our heart that display the confidence and the character of the Lord himself and gives us the pleasure of being able to go the Father and ask him, saying, Lord, I'm really dealing here with something today, and my tendency, my flesh is wanting to go get drunk or do whatever, and I just need some help here. I need some wisdom. I need some strength. I need some help. Well, Jesus said, ask and you shall receive that your joy may be made full. I can't tell you in my life how many times I've started to say something to someone and the fruit of the Spirit would rise up in my heart, the love of God, the joy of God, or the peace of God, saying, okay, hold your peace. Peace, be still.
Yeah.
Hold your peace here. Hold that peace. Don't say that to that person. And automatically, my words would change and go a completely different course. I can't tell you the different ways this fruit, Dwight, has manifested in my life. But see, the thing that we've got to realize, just because a born-again person's spirit is born again, it doesn't mean their mind has been totally renewed to all of this.
Yes, that's true.
And we've got to quit thinking that just because someone's performance is not what we think it should be, that they've been lost. We can fail the grace of God. Any person can fail the grace of God. When Galatians talks about failing the grace of God, it didn't mean you're going to die and go to hell at that point. Failing the grace of God means I fail to see who I am. I fail to see the completeness that I am. I fail to see the fruit of the Spirit. I fail to see that I've got joy and I can be joyful even though my circumstances may not merit it.
Yeah, and you know, and you're not advocating either. And you're not advocating, well, just go out and do whatever you
want
to do.
Well, if you've got this in you, you're not going to want to.
You're not going to want your desire, your want to has absolutely changed.
Right.
It really did. And we start realizing as we walk through verses of Scripture like Galatians 5:22, 5:23, as we start walking through those and learning about what happened to us when Christ came into our heart, or about what happened to us when we were born again,
yes,
when our spirits were recreated, you know, and learning what's available. I'm learning, Pastor Ron, in my life, to say, you know, when I feel those weak moments, or I feel, you know, I'm having trouble just relating to somebody, and maybe I'm saying, and it's okay to say, Father, give me love, Father, give me joy, but a better way for prayer that I'm learning is, thank you, Father, that peace is, that joy has been deposited in my spirit.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, my emotions may be telling me I'm weak right now, but I have the supernatural God characteristic of joy in my heart. It came in when Christ came in. I thank you for it. It manifests itself in strength. I'm strong in you in the power of your might. And you can't think like that and talk like that and worry at the same time.
Amen. I tell you what, you're preaching me happy here, man. Isn't that the truth?
And so we have to, that's part of renewing our mind.
It is.
We have to take our mind in another direction. What we think about, we bring about.
Boy.
So we do. If we think about it, if we start thinking about it, we start talking about it.
Yep,
the more we talk about it, the more life we give it, good or bad, whether it's the joy of the Lord or, dear Lord, what am I going to do? That sort of thing.
Haven't you had the Lord before, Dwight, to just calm you down and quieten you? I have.
Yeah.
I've had this fruit to manifest in my life, save me from arguments with my wife, save me from yelling at the kids, save me from wanting to cuss somebody driving down the road, you know, just save you from so much stuff, carnal stuff that you really, because if we continue reading there in Galatians, it's talking about the believer crucifies the flesh.
Yeah.
Don't pacify it. We crucify it. Amen.
Hey, we're glad you're with us. This is Local Matters for a Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. And you know, I don't want to minimize it, but it's like, we've got a dog named Fearless. And I say, hey, Fearless, I call it Fearless when she comes.
Yeah.
Well, the same way through is the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
You know, it's just, you call it, it'll come.
Amen.
You know, you say, thank, here come, come love, come on, come joy, come whatever it is we're talking about. But once we know we have it, once we know there's a difference between a wrench and a screwdriver. You know, I don't hold myself out to be an expert on either one of those things, but if we need a wrench, a screwdriver won't
work. Right.
So if we need strength, we say, thank you, Lord, you have given me joy. If we're having a relationship issue or something like that, thank you, Lord, that the force of agape love is already in me, and I'm not going to let my personality conflict or whatever it is with this person, you know, I've got that in me, and I may not love what they're doing or have whatever, but I have this inherent agape love for them, just like you had for me, and we learn to live out of that, as opposed to live out of our natural
unrenewed mind. And that's the whole goal, Dwight. I think that's the whole goal of the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit, is learning to live out of it moment by moment.
Yeah.
You know, and some moments we miss it. That doesn't mean we're lost. That doesn't mean we lose our salvation.
No.
Some moments we gain it and go a long, long way. You know, and those benefits and blessings that come to us, I just cannot describe, Dwight, the benefits of the fruit of the Spirit in my life. It's like the blessings of that. When I was lost and I saw this, I wasn't saved, and I saw these manifestations of the fruit of the Spirit in these families
and other people,
how they worked and how they operated, I look back and I thank God that now over my life I can see the same fruit of the same Holy Spirit manifesting in my life, and the benefits far outweigh anything you'll ever have in your life, to be able to have a conversation with someone you may not agree with that you can love. You don't have to agree with them, but you don't have to be disagreeable.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that I don't agree with.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can love them. I don't have to agree with them. Somewhere in our culture, we've got the idea that people have to agree with each other before they can be cordial and nice to each other. We can be kind and love one another without agreeing with each other. Just like the Father doesn't accept everything that we do, doesn't approve of everything that we do, but we're accepted in Christ.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And the things, the fruit of the Spirit is simply, Dwight, as simple terms as I could put it, it's a manifestation of Jesus through us today.
Because he deposited in us all of these things, the love, the joy, the peace, the gentleness, the meekness, the temperance, the faithfulness, all of that, the kindness, all of that came into us when Christ came into us. And it's just a matter of us finding out that it is there. And when and how to use it, and how, and it just makes life better.
Yes, it does.
It makes life better on every level. We're going to, in the next week, few weeks to come, walk into peace and all the other things that the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ already has deposited in our spirit. That's some of the best news I've ever heard.
Man, I tell you, it is good. Man.
Hey, thank you, Pastor.
This has been so rich.
Thank you for being with us. Join us next time for Local Matters.